Texas, el Río Bravo, el desierto, murmurando, mochilando a la frontera, brasero, las piernas abiertas a los campos elíseos, tus pesos por centavos, brasero. Bienvenido a Colorado, donde los patrones te abrazan. Trabajas para tu madre, tu padre y tu hermano, hermanas y tu mujer, brasero. Recoges frutas amarillas, las flores y las moras, las uvas te llenan la panza. Bienvenido a Colorado, donde los patrones te abrazan. El sol arde tu carne, el polvo aumenta tu sed. Músculos lloran y lloran, brasero. Bajo el sombrero, goteando tu sudor, como fruta de la juventud del brasero. Bienvenido a Colorado, donde los patrones te abrazan. Si la noche cae, duerma. Brasero, cantas del futuro, reteniendo tus dólares, un bolsillo engordado, brasero. Bienvenido a Colorado, donde los patrones te abrazan.
The second contract is the department's $30 billion contract with Boeing to design and build a comprehensive border security plan. The program SBINet is just getting off the ground. Deepwater and SBINet are at completely different stages of the procurement process, but they share something important in common. Virtually every detail is being outsourced from the government to private contractors. The government is relying on private contractors to design the program, build them, and even conduct oversight of them.
An article yesterday, or from yesterday's hearing, said Homeland Security officials previously said SBINet would cost between $2 billion and $5 billion, but Skinner said it could cost as much as $30 billion. When pressed by Rogers to provide a ballpark estimate of the program's cost, SBI Director Gregory Giddens balked. I wish I could answer that with greater clarity.
I'd like to thank you for joining us, Mr. McElwee. And before I begin my question, I'd like to say that as of the present, I don't know of a single instance of waste or management on your end of the SBINet contract. Nevertheless, I'd like to ask a few questions about why the DHS chose to entrust this crucial program to Boeing. In a hearing before this committee last summer, we heard a number of auditors and contract experts tell us about the problems with DHS contracts. One of those problem contracts was a contract to install baggage screening machines in airports. Mr. McElwee, that contract was held by Boeing, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
The original cost for the contract was estimated to be $508 million, but according to DHS Inspector General report, costs for that contract ballooned to at least $1.2 billion, and the performance period was extended by an additional 18 months. What's more, according to media reports, the baggage screening equipment installed under the contract has suffered from high false alarm rates, and GAO has reported that the machine suffered from a variety of operational inefficiency. How do you respond to these problems?
Sir, I wish I had the background details. I have not been associated with the EDS program. I have, in fact, worked other programs, but SBINet is the first one that I've worked with the Department of Homeland Security. I'm sure we can provide you the background information on that.
You sure you will? Can
yes,
you
sir.
Provide me some background information
yes,
to tell us about the ballooning of the cost and extending the additional contract period? I mean, look, you all bid on these contracts and then you come back and say, oh, we need more time, and it costs more than twice as much.
Sir, I do have.
Are you gaming the taxpayers here?
No, sir.
Are gaming DHS?
The documents indicate that the government, DHS, has contracted out the oversight of contractors to contractors. That's the problem. And in the case of SBINet, for example, DHS's expenditure plan identifies 60 of the 98 personnel assigned to manage the contract program as private contractors. The last time I saw this type of model for managing a project was the Big Dig in Boston. This is exactly what they did. They fused the oversight function with the engineering and construction function. Everybody was in the same tent. Nobody was watching out for the owner, who in this case is the United States taxpayer. This is a terrible model. I see a lot of it. And generally what we see is when this model is in place, we see just colossal failures here and huge cost overruns.
Do you believe that the entire land border will be secure by December 2008?
No, sir.
Do you know what the cost to secure the entire land border would be?
Our cost estimate for the securing the southwest border is approximately $8 million, and our time frame for that is in the FY 2013.
You think it would be $8 million to secure all the southwest border?
Yes, sir.
You don't agree with the $30 billion estimates, or?
No, sir. For the southwest border, our current cost estimate based on independent government estimate is $8 billion. That includes the acquisition as well as some of the integrated logistics and sustainment support through the year 2013.
And the current program that Boeing has is for 6 years?
The current program that Boeing has is a one-year contract that's renewable for up to 6 years.
So presumably you think this is at least going to take 6 years and $8 billion?
Sir, while we may not be complete with the southwest border until 2013, we'll be making lots of progress, even over the next couple of years, in securing the southwest border. The purpose of my statement was try to set in context the SBI Net program and how it supports the overall goals that the department has that relate to secure border and immigration reform. It is part of a larger comprehensive Department of Homeland Security strategy.
Well, that's a good point. Of course, the question is, if you have a southwest border, is that going to stop all illegal entry into this country? Because there are other parts of the country where people can come through. In the northern border, people often get off on airplanes and have a visa and overstay their visas. And if there's such a tremendous magnet for people to come into the United States, they're going to be pretty creative. So after we spent $8 billion and we see that sealed off, see how far we are in solving the problem.